Excited about this. We just got it. We just got it in the mail. Patreon, can you hand me that? Right.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot bigger than I thought.
I know. I've been waiting a long time for this thing. Jeez, it's a little dusty. What it is, it's the Subliminizer 5000. Yeah. And here's how the Subliminizer 5000 works. It analyzes audio and lets us know if there's some subliminal message in there. God, I can't say that word.
Subliminable.
Subliminable message in there. Or the subliminable snowman. So what it can do is it can read, like, clips, mostly from, if it's something that was produced or put on TV or in the movies or whatever. It's like, remember how people, like, if you played the Beatles backwards or whatever. And
or
you
Pink Floyd.
Or Pink Floyd or whatever.
Uh-huh.
If you play such and such backward, you can hear something in there. Well, with the Subliminizer 5000, which we paid lots of money for, because our budget is going right up there, we can actually decipher some audio and see what they really meant when they were saying certain things. It's exciting from celebrities and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Now, probably should have tried this out before, you know, we came on the air instead of just saying, okay, let's go ahead and do it, you know, see how effective it is. But I have confidence in it. All right. Ready to do this thing?
Let's do it.
All right. Here's first, it's a clip from Braveheart with Mel Gibson yelling on here. Let's see.
Freedom! Okay.
All right. So, let's see. Okay, I have to do this first. Okay, now I have to do this. Whoa, did you hear that?
That was kind of...
Did you hear that? Okay, let's see. Let's see if I had to isolate. And let's see what we get here.
This guy who's removing my intestines better not be a Jew.
Oh.
It works.
That makes sense. I forgot Mel Gibson hates Jewish people. So, So wow, this is an awesome little device. Should we do another one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and go with this one here.
Listen, I first saw that boy in his underwear in Risky Business, and I thought to myself, he is dreamy. He, to me, is like the embodiment of the perfect man.
Is that right? Rosie O'Donnell, is that who you said?
Yeah, it's not. I believe she's talking about Tom Cruise there. So let's go ahead and first we have to slow down on here on the Subliminizer 5000.
Listen, I first saw that boy in his underwear in Risky Business, and I thought to myself, he is dreamy. He, to me, is like the embodiment of the perfect man.
Good Lord.
Okay,
that's
and...
right there.
Let's see. Let's go for here.
I am different, but I'm not.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can't believe... Here, let's go ahead and do the finalize here and see. Let's see what...
Good God.
Oh, I get it.
That's what I thought she said.